is up, everybody? I'm Scythe.
I'm Gina.
And welcome to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. We are trying something new this week, ain't we?
Yeah.
Don't act all weird now and shit. Yeah, we got some cameras rolling. Hopefully it goes well. If it doesn't, it won't get uploaded. Sorry.
Right. Nope.
Yep. And what episode are we on today?
12?
No, we ain't on episode 12. We in season 4, episode 9 in this piece.
All right, 9.
Episode 9. How's everything been going, baby? Talk to the peoples.
Going okay.
Staying high and right?
That's about the only thing we can do right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
And?
That's it.
What else been going on?
Planting.
Yeah, we've been planting a whole lot of plants, people.
Yeah, planting a whole bunch of shit, so... We're ready to eat some veggies in a little bit.
Yeah, after maturity and what, 70 days on a lot right? of them and all that shit. Like, yeah, we ready for the coming months of this COVID-19 crisis, ain't we?
Right, we're just not ready right now.
Man. Well, hopefully everybody's out there being safe, being smart, staying home if you're able to stay home right now.
Please stay home.
Definitely shout out to all the workers that are out there in the front lines, is what I like to call it. Just out here in the front lines of this shit. Medical workers, like our son, he's a truck driver.
Yeah.
You know, we got a lot of people that we know that work in retail. We just had goofy ass Gerard on last week's episode.
Yep. Retail,
yeah. Yeah.
The other thing is, it's a stay at home order. It means stay the fuck home.
Yeah.
I mean, period.
In the fuck, in a Samuel L. Jackson voice.
Yeah. It's not like I'm bored, so let's just go hang out at Walmart. No, you fucking idiot.
That's what a lot of kids are doing right now, too.
Everybody
and a lot of people
going.
Just going stir crazy. Don't know how to...
So they go to Walmart. They go to Lowe's. Oh, my God. I have not seen Lowe's parking lot empty. It is always packed from the time they open to the time they close. Really, people...
There's a lot of home improvements going on right now, so wives is making their husbands
okay, go husband, to work and shit. Go. You don't have to pick up the whole family and all you go pick up a hammer. Fucking stay home. If the husband needs to go pick out a fucking dishwasher, then the husband goes. Not everybody. Fucking sit down, wife.
Yeah.
Your husband can handle it.
Sacrifice your husband. That's what you basically want to tell the world right now?
Oh, okay. I'm going to sacrifice you instead of going and fucking sacrificing all the fucking workers because I want to pull the whole neighborhood to go to the fucking store to say, hey, let's just fucking go and just infect everybody. Seriously?
So send your husband and he can bring it home. Oh, well, that works beautifully,
well,
honey.
No, because I can undress you outside.
That'll stop traffic.
Okay, then go home.
Damn, woman, you are basically fucking up your 2024 presidential campaign run.
I don't give a shit. You do that, we won't have martial law. We won't have the Patriot Act. We won't have to have all that shit in place coming in the future. Just fucking stay home.
Yeah, but a lot of people are not going to do that because a lot of people don't know. A lot of people think they're introverts, and now we're seeing who's really introverted and who's not.
Right.
Who's reclusive and who's not.
Yeah, I'm
That's
good.
What we're seeing right now.
I'm fine.
Uh-huh.
Learning to take naps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, he wears me out, so I have to take naps.
And it ain't the way you guys think, people. Speaking of which, I want to dedicate this episode to all the men that are also quarantined right now. Dedicated to a man's testosterone. Man, my shit is getting tested. Damn it, man. That's when you realize your dick game need to step up a little bit. Damn, man. Especially if you got a woman over 40.
Yes.
They hit that new sexual peak and that new drive. I'm like, fuck. Shit kicking my ass, man. And then my back hurting. I got back spasms and shit going on right now. Like, what the fuck? It's the worst time ever. She come and check on me every 5 minutes. What you doing? What the fuck? The same thing I was doing 5 minutes ago. Nothing.
Okay.
Working on all kind of stuff, music and media.
Yeah,
but a lot of people definitely ain't adhered to staying home. They're not doing that.
No,
I'm gonna turn this ceiling fan on.
It's a little warm in here.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Plug our social medias for him real quick.
Twitter.
Come on, woman. You still Facebook. Suck at this.
We got a Facebook group.
I don't know why you haven't figured out the cheat code yet.
I don't know. Why don't you put it, write it down for me?
It's in the description, everybody.
Do I read a description? No. Do I even look at it?
No. You a headline reader when it comes to everything?
I didn't see it in the headline.
I know, honey.
No.
But hopefully everybody is doing the right thing and staying safe the best they can. Also, take care of your pets too, man.
Yeah.
Look out for your pets too. If shit get bad enough, I'm going to use that. I've been eyeballing that dog food. And thinking about pouring a bowl of milk and stuff.
It's not as bad as it you think it is.
That's because your goofy... Go ahead and tell that story. Somebody used to love dog food when they were... How old? 13?
No. Probably up until about 10.
What possessed you to eat dog food?
I love dog food. It was like salty.
What the to fuck me, is it was wrong salty.
So I love dog food. So they would always catch me on the back of the stairs, hiding from everybody eating dog food.
That explains so much.
I know it does. I'm just an angel.
What was your favorite? Was it Purina? Was it Pedigree?
I have no idea what they bought. I'm pretty sure it's the cheapest shit. Knowing my
you don't
parents,
remember what some of the
cheapest shit.
Don't remember some of the brands from back then?
Oh, no. No. I just ate it.
What was it? Puppy Chow?
We had chows, yes, but no.
Was it out the can or out the bag? Both?
It was out the bag. Mm-hmm. I just opened up the bag and sit there and just pop in my popcorn.
Well, thank you for listening to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. Damn, woman.
What?
Oh, man. We've been talking about a lot of things that's been going on in the media here lately, too, with, unfortunate deaths that are still going on out here.
Mm-hmm.
People getting diagnosed left and right. Yeah. With COVID-19 virus.
People spreading it left and right and just feeling good still.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like I said before, and we've talked about it, a lot of people just don't understand that just because you don't exhibit signs and symptoms, you should take it seriously. Because if you're definitely out there in certain professions or you're out there at the front lines and getting sacrificed like I am, that's just one of those things that you have to take into consideration. I hope that you ain't bringing that shit home.
Right. And that's what I told, I told Papa, I told him, I said, because I got the phone call that one of their staff members was infected or tested positive.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I said, look, I said, if one of you are, you all are. So I ain't coming near. I ain't even going close. I ain't going to the door.
Well, it's on lockdown anyway.
It's been on lockdown.
Yeah.
It's been on lockdown when we went on lockdown. Mm-hmm. That was at least 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. I was about to say going on 3 weeks.
So, yeah, they still got it. That's a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
So, has it been out? And anybody said? No. Nobody said. So, see? Other people out there walking around that have it. Mm-hmm. That have been in contact.
Yep.
So.
The numbers are going to keep growing, especially this week. We've seen a spike in numbers this week, and I think it's going to keep going on.
Yep.
Even though the president of the United States right now is claiming that we'll be back to normal by April 20th. Not saying back to normal, but all the working people and everything is going to be Easter's an important date for him and
we're
all this other stuff.
Pack
it's
into
like,
a
okay,
church.
Yeah, with all the elderly and all the young, come on, man.
We're looking
you can't
at
bring your family around like
June,
that.
We're looking at least June, July, August.
If that.
And then here comes fall, another fucking round.
Yeah.
So. Good luck.
And people are throwing some pretty crazy stats out there, too. Some of the conspiracy theorists throwing some crazy stats out there. Of course, more people die of alcoholism, more people die of smoking, more people die of a lot of different things. Vehicular
but
accidents, even coconuts busting people upside the head. But we only 3 months in with these
the
numbers.
The point to this is it is so extremely fast spreading.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah.
That nobody is taking in consideration. You can walk past somebody and get infected. This, you can't get, it's not, oh, he sneezed on me. No, it's, you can walk past them. It's in the air.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are trying to claim, too, that it's not an airborne disease. Then why is it attacking your respiratory system? Think about what you're saying. Use some common sense.
It's in the air. It's just...
So, we've been...
I mean, they said that it can last in the air for hours. I mean, I don't remember what the article said, but up to at least 17 hours, I think, or quite a long time in the air.
Yeah.
So, gosh.
Well, that's how colds and flus and viruses spread a lot of times, you know, especially respiratory, the way it attacks your respiratory system like it's doing. You know, people, I mean, and how quick, if you already have a compromised immune system and stuff like that, how quick it attacks you and kills you.
Yeah.
And we're only 3 months in, and people are throwing all these stats. Well, over the whole last year, blah, 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 the flu killed 100-something thousand people.
But bro, the flu has always killed people.
Yeah, we 3 months in. We're 3 months in.
That's a year.
Yeah.
But the flu always kills people. The flu does kill elderly. You know, the flu does kill young or immune-compromised people. That's a given. Don't get the flu. I wouldn't suggest the flu shot, but hey, that's not me.
Well, some people need it and some people don't. I've never gotten a flu shot personally.
I did that one time because they made me when I worked at the facility. And it made me so sick for, what, 3 weeks?
I remember that, yep.
And then the doctor said, nope, no more. Don't do it. I said, okay, I'm not. So I get a note and have him fax it there. So she's not to have that flu shot.
Yeah, because I think even in a lot of medical professions, I think it's a mandatory thing, isn't it?
It's mandatory.
Yeah, I was thinking so. It'd be a mandatory
thing. That's why they made me take it.
Just like you have to take a TB shot. I know that's mandatory, and I couldn't remember if the flu shot was or not.
It's not a shot. It's a TB test.
Yeah,
yeah. But no.
Could you imagine working under those circumstances right now, man? I really feel for people that are in those professions, but at the same time, that's why you took those professions. You know. Now, granted, we've never had anything like this.
Help the public.
Yeah.
Save the people.
Yeah.
Best you can. And they're the ones who, sadly, is those people dying are quarantined and they're alone. And the only people that they do have to be near them are those nurses. So I hope the nurses are give them all the love and compassion that they have in them. Because they're dying alone.
Yeah.
With no family. Because they're quarantined.
I mean, I even see the story, and forgive me because I don't remember what family it was, but I did see a story that... a brother and sister had to say goodbye to their mother dying through a walkie-talkie. And I even seen another report of a man that was trying to go visit his mom that was also dying of it. I think in Boston, I want to say. I can't remember where I seen it for sure, but he wasn't able to get in and see his mother, you know, during her last breaths and stuff. So there's a lot of tragedy that's definitely going on too.
The nurse that had to FaceTime a wife to let him know or let her know that
her husband's dying. Yeah.
And how sad is that to have to, you know, hear all that over a phone?
Yeah, and FaceTime. But, I mean, that's a gift and a curse, too, because we didn't used to have this just 20 years ago.
No, that is true.
You know, just 15 years ago, we didn't really have this type of technology in order to even still be able to do that. So, but it still sucks. It's still sad. If you can't be there physically for that person and they won't allow you to go in and out, that's a tough time to deal with.
Yeah, it is. And I know it's the way of life to eat out and the way of life to go through the drive-thru.
No drive-thru for us. Nope.
You know, or, you know, go sit down and eat and this and that. I understand that. And I understand wanting to support small businesses and help them. And I get that, too. Because, yeah, everybody needs help. But it's still being spread.
Yeah.
You are still helping spread it by doing this.
Yeah, and everybody's going to keep suffering, man.
And everybody's suffering on their own level. It's not good for you.
Yeah.
Cook your food at home. Try to be less processed as you can to build that immune system so you're not getting it as bad as it is.
Yeah, keeping yourself as healthy as possible, too. Like, I've even been incorporating the fact that we go for walks. You know, we take our goofy-ass dog Ghost for a walk.
Right, and then I have to nap.
No, because it kicks her ass. Hips be hurting.
And you'd be like, what's wrong? Oh, I'm tired.
Yeah. And she still act like a little kid that's got to fight a nap.
Right.
I'm like, just go take a damn nap. We ain't got nowhere to be. You know, what the fuck you doing?
Like, something's
still fighting. I don't want to go to bed. I don't want to go to bed. I know a lot of parents are dealing with that, too. They kids is up all hours right now. You, the little motherfuckers ain't in school. Little motherfuckers ain't in school right now. I know that. Shout out to you parents that's got the kids in the house, man, driving y'all fucking crazy. Fuck that.
And even trying to figure out this homeschooling shit. Man. Oh my God.
Googling all the answers.
I would be pissed.
Oh man, and that's one thing I talked about too recently with some of my peoples. I was like, I'd be the laziest straight A student in the world right now. And kids are still failing. What the fuck is wrong with y'all, man?
I don't know.
What is wrong with y'all? They're but funny. Yeah, parents has got them badass kids at home. Like, I went walking the other day and I was with Ghost and we was walking around the blocks and shit. And these badass little kids, they was no older than probably 4 or 5. They all jumping on the window, banging on the window and shit. Our dog was all, you know, just looking at shit. And I was like, man, they start giggling and laughing. I was like, oh, I know y'all badasses is in there tearing shit up, man.
Yeah.
Tearing shit up.
They do.
Man.
How funny.
Better whoop your kid's ass. It'll whoop they ass.
Make them clean that glass.
Man. But I do want to talk on this subject though, of you know, domestic abuse cases are going up. Domestic violence, child abuse is going up during this time. We just had a shooting here in our city earlier this week.
Yeah.
You know, between a couple and stuff, and people, this ain't the time for that.
Mm-mm.
This ain't the time for it ever. Let's not get it twisted or confused, but this ain't the time for that ever. And if you really, really are a victim of these things that are going on right now, don't be afraid to still go seek help and get help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know we're in the middle of a crisis. We're in the middle of a pandemic, but this is the time to really go get help. Get out of that situation. Go do what you need to do, even though we're in the midst of this shit going on right now, because you don't deserve that. None of us deserve that. We're all stressed out. We're all wondering where our money's going to come from. Hell, I'm still having trouble even getting my fucking unemployment file because thousands of extra people have fucking clogged up the lines and fucking broke the server this week.
Yeah.
You know. Now, we're fortunate enough at the moment to be sitting on a little bit of money, but a lot of people aren't. And if this continues on, we ain't going to be that long either. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
ain't going to
be that long for us either. You know, and just get ready for it to happen, because that's what's going to happen to a lot of us out here. But if you're going through those domestic situations, domestic violence, domestic abuse, please go get help.
Yes.
Please go hit it. Because when I seen some of those reports and reading some of those articles, you know, earlier this week and throughout the week, that shit's been making me sick, man. I was like, are you serious? Like, you want to act up like this right now? And I'm sure it's probably people that are stressed out, people that lost their jobs, people that got furloughed, people that got laid off, can't find a job, whatever the case may be. That's still not an excuse to take your shit out on your family or your loved ones.
Nope.
So get your shit together for real. Get your shit together. Because I know if there's any people in our immediate circle of friends and family that's going through that, there's some ass whoopings to be handed out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious.
There's no reason. There isn't. I mean, no reason to put your hands on somebody else. No reason to put violence in, bring guns in. This last one, the girl and a little girl, you know, that's just absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
There's no reason for it. I mean, for one, it's not our choice to decide, you know, who we are supposed to be with. But if you don't feel that that's not right, then don't, you know.
These are things that you should have had taken care of way before a crisis like this even came to fruition.
Right.
You know.
I mean, because every day is not promised.
Nope.
Every day at a job is not promised.
Nope.
So
none of this. This whole life is a promise.
No.
None of it is. But you gotta, if you're dealing with those type of situations, this is basically the perfect time too for a lot of couples
to figure out if you're really meant to be
together. Yeah, word, man. This is the time for that.
If you're strong, you're gonna get through this. If you're not, then you both better back up and
every
quarantine separate places.
Yeah, yeah. And every relationship takes work. Mm-hmm. Nothing is easy. Every relationship takes work. And this is definitely a time to really expound upon that point. If you're both forced to be quarantined at home right now.
Mm-hmm.
or one of you is forced to be quarantined at home right now to stay at home with the kids. There's a lot of different scenarios that a lot of us are having to deal with right now.
Yeah, we're even learning a new aspect. We don't have no kids no more. So we're 24/7 together. So now we're having to learn.
That's why Gina's Herbal Cave is coming together. Went and bought her a chair last week because yeah. I was talking about another podcast that I was listening to too. And I was going to actually bring up the same aspect of that this week on this week's episode. Like, it's also okay to have your own space too, yeah. people. Have your own space because I'm glad I haven't drove her completely batshit crazy yet, but that shit's gonna happen. That was gonna happen. But now that you got your own, you know, woman cave going on, that has helped a little bit.
Yeah.
That has helped because I know I'll drive her fucking nuts. Mm-hmm. She'll be another white woman in the news.
Probably.
Taking another good brother out the world.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, now y'all can see her facial expressions. How about that shit? Hopefully this will upload. We'll see what happens. Now, the upgrades are coming, ladies and gentlemen. But during this particular crisis right now, money's a little funny. Got to hold on to it a little bit tighter right now.
Yeah, for a little bit longer.
Yep.
See what happens.
All right, baby, give us a family update. What's happening?
Let's see. Poppy has a UTI, so he's batshit crazy. Completely batshit. So, he's all... funny though. He's funny.
What's he been saying? You said he's been acting kooky.
Yeah.
You think he might have had another stroke though?
Well,
a mild stroke or something.
Nana was thinking that he had a mild stroke or
just over last weekend.
Debbie thinks that he might have had a small stroke or something, which is possible. I mean, there's no
way of knowing.
Mm-mm. Unless we take him in and he gets.
And right now, ain't nobody taking him anywhere.
Nope.
And even the stupid rules of him being literally a mile outside of what? What did you call it? A mile outside of the transport can't take him because he's literally a mile out?
No, he's not a mile out.
From the jurisdiction or the radius or the territory or something like that?
No, their road. Their mapping, they say, well, we'll take you anywhere in, you know, your county, which is, you know, our county, which is Sedgwick County. So they'll take him anywhere in Sedgwick County. We're like, okay, great. So we got him approved. So $3.50 a ride to and from.
Mm-hmm.
Badass, right?
$7.
Wrong. They won't take him to his doctor's office because his doctor's office, they stop it at a road. Well, the road is like 5 miles before even, or actually probably 10 miles before the next county.
Mm-hmm.
So you got 10 miles of Sedgwick County still there.
Mm-hmm.
They won't go.
That's some dumb shit.
And I'm like, but you said you'll drive in Sedgwick County. Yes, we will. Okay.
That's some bullshit.
Well, that's Sedgwick County. We won't go that far.
It's still within the county, you dumb fuck.
We stop at this road. Well, that's not where Sedgwick County stops.
Yeah, I was about to say, what is it, a hidden city that's getting built that's owned by some offshore banker or some shit? Like, what the fuck?
So, we don't take him because it costs $7 every time.
So well, it ain't like he's going that often.
So, we just said, fuck it. So, I got him a UTI. All right.
He got tested.
Yeah. I got his urine. We took it to the lab ourselves and they did it.
Mm-hmm.
We found out that way.
Which is sad, too, because I was talking about how the fuck are they not making house calls? How did they not? I mean, I get it doing right now.
From
it's
what
so complicated.
From what I learned, labs can, as long as the doctor makes an order, if the doctor makes the order to get labs at home, the lab company sends somebody out. Gathers the blood and everything,
samples, yeah.
And then takes it back.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the point? Well, this doctor won't do it. She's there's no need. He'll need to come in.
So what is it going to take to just
come
switch?
In.
What's it going to take to switch positions then?
I don't know if Nana would find a different doctor or not. And she's only a physical physician's assistant.
No, so she ain't shit.
She ain't.
Not that she ain't shit, but, you know, to make those kind of calls. Yeah.
She's the same as Papa's doctor. They're in the same room. Mm-hmm. Or they're both.
Yeah, in the same room.
Yeah, Rose is the physician's assistant. Yeah. Fuck damn.
You all right?
Physician's assistant. Mm. And she's in same with her, too. So neither one of them are really doctors, but they act as doctors, but they won't do nothing that needs to be done and that should be done.
And it's even more complicated right now, too, with the pandemic going on. Mm-hmm. It's a scary time to try to get him out of the house. That's why I was like, well, what would it take to get them to come to the house to take a sample? Make sure he's doing all right. You know?
Just the doctor's orders. That's it. That's all it would take.
And most doctors are probably out right now playing golf.
I know.
You know.
Did you see how many golf people were fucking driving their in the golf course over there? Mm-hmm. I was like, holy shit. I didn't know they had that many golf carts.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to have a surge of golf carts.
And there was only one person per golf cart. That was a lot of golf carts.
Yeah. One person trying to get it in and trying to get out. Get in and get out.
And the place isn't that big.
Mm-hmm. Not this golf course over here. No.
No. They're trying to build all these houses inside the golf course.
Yeah, it's just fucking stupid. I don't get it.
I guess don't have me go play.
Tearing everybody windows and shit up. Right. Siding coming off.
Like, ooh.
Yep.
Run.
Man. Yeah, I get it that you're stuck in the house right now. I get it. A lot of people are stuck in the house right now. So, like we've been talking about, as far as creators, as far as people that are, you know, wanting to, you know, achieve certain goals and feel like they haven't had the opportunity because of the hustle and bustle of life and our lifestyles, this is the perfect opportunity to really set something up because
grow.
The world ain't going to be the same again.
It's an exceptional opportunity to grow yourself.
Yep. Yeah, because the world's not going to be the same after this. It's never going to be the same after this.
So learn things. Learn how to cook. Learn how to sew. Learn how to do the stuff that they used to do back then. I mean, it's not difficult. It's called fending for yourself.
Somebody's been watching Outlander.
I do. I love that show. But it's not difficult to fend for yourself and not have to rely on everybody. So, I mean, people are relying on the stores, with stores relying on the handlers to get it to them, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody has to rely on somebody.
Yeah, that's the way this country was built, as a chain of command. So, I mean, it's... Yep.
And who got stepped on when you have to rely on yourself? Those people got stepped on. Because they're the people that, we're not doing it anymore. We're not taking it. Those are the people... Yeah, that's me. That's who I am.
Is that who you are? Is that how you classify yourself? You're putting yourself in that category right now of people?
I guess so.
But, I mean, I really hope that people are taking this as an opportunity. You don't need money to get your ideas started. Mm-mm. You definitely don't need money to get that started. So whatever your ideas are, whatever your aspirations are, whatever you're trying to do, man, go for it right now. Go for it. Set some shit up. I've been sitting back in my evil laboratory that you can kind of see through the cameras right now. I've been sitting back in my evil laboratory coming up with some shit. Just stay tuned, motherfuckers.
We'll have to do one of these in our bedroom.
Oh, I'm sure people will definitely love that. Why do we need to do one of these in our bedroom?
Not our bedroom. You shit. My bedroom over there. My Gina's cave.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why would you need to do one in there?
I said we can do this in there. One of these times.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
No, we'll definitely do one of
these. We are not doing that.
Why not? We got a christening the new bedroom. The new woman cave.
Okay, doing this. Not that.
We got to. Got to. Them plants will definitely be spry and happy.
Would they now?
Oh, yeah.
Would they?
Try that new chair out to make sure it's sturdy enough.
No, we're not.
Why not? Come on, man.
Because I don't want it to break.
Think it's going to break between us, Bo?
Yep.
Oh, shit. Let's try it.
No, it will break.
No, it won't. I put the damn thing together with you.
I know, and it will break. Bet your ass it'll break.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
It will break.
So what else been going on out here in the world, baby? We'll start wrapping this up. We'll keep this a shorter episode since we are trying out the cameras to see how this is going to work out and what upgrades we'll make eventually. This is what I deal with, people. She didn't pay attention to nothing that I just said. See, a lot of people think it's me. They think it's me. Like, he don't be listening to the shit she talking about. No, I do. And then when I ask her a question, she, yeah. That's a secret, guys and men out here in the world. That's a secret.
That's it.
If you got to ask permission from your woman, just ask her. She'll say yeah.
Yeah.
Without, especially while she's busy not doing shit but looking at her phone during a recording. Babe, I'm gonna go fuck the neighbor's wife. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That was another thing.
What?
I want to know.
I'm afraid to ask you where the hell this is going.
I told you before.
What?
I would like to know how people are handling their side chicks.
Oh, yeah. We had a funny fucking discussion about this a couple nights ago. Them side bitches is going through it right now.
Right?
Going through it. Oh, man. Shout out to the side bitches, man. I don't judge, man. I understand, man. Some of y'all came through clutch back in the day. Go ahead, talk about it.
I just don't know. I'm just very curious.
All right, so, yeah, I mean, speaking of side bitches.
Because
so
obviously by now, at least everybody has to know.
Yeah, ain't no hiding the cheating and none of that shit happening no more. This COVID-19 fucked it all up for people that are out there during infidelity and shit. Yeah, that shit is over.
I'm just curious.
That shit over. I want to know. Somebody start a Facebook page or something, or start a Twitter handle. Or something, or start a hashtag, how I'm coping with side bitches.
Or without.
Man. And these cats out here that's got more than one family. Some of y'all got more than one family,
how
man.
How do you do that?
Got more than one family.
How do you go back and forth?
During quarantine?
Are you allowed to? Do they know about each other? I'm curious.
Now, that's the pimp shit right there. They supposed to know about each other if you about your business.
If they know, then good for you. I mean, but... just want to know,
man. Side bitches, sugar mamas, man.
I
want
to know.
Sugar daddies, all that shit going on, man. It's over for a lot of that shit. It's not happening. Yeah, that old man ain't paying her rent the next 2-3 months. Yeah, cause I ain't getting my dick sucked. I ain't paying your rent. Rent ain't due right now anyway. A lot of them IG thoughts is becoming less and less more prominent right now. Still front like you on vacation. Bitch, you ain't on vacation. We in the middle of quarantine COVID-19. You ain't on no vacation. Knock that shit off. What the fuck?
I want to know. Somebody tell me.
Oh, yeah, they're just going to divulge their information. Yeah, go ahead and email us at interracialoddcouple@gmail.com. We won't spread your business. We'll leave your name anonymous. But if you are dealing with the fact that you have been exposed during this time of crisis and pandemic, we would love to hear those stories so we can laugh at your ass.
Right.
We would love that shit.
I won't laugh at you. I just want to be curious.
Nah, we won't be laughing.
I want to know how you do it, how you manage it, and is it still working out? Right. And who's all mad?
Man, I know a lot of y'all got death threats and all kind of shit happening right now, man. That shit sucks. Okay. That's worse than these horny ass teenagers and shit out here right now. They don't know what the fuck to do. Not only are they just spreading them fucking COVID virus, they're spreading all kind of STDs with each other too. Y'all out here bullshitting too.
They are. They are being gross. Oh, dear.
That's funny, though, that we had that discussion. That was pretty funny. We said a whole lot more than that, but we going to keep it off the record for right now.
I was just curious. What was the other thing that I was curious about?
I don't know. You've been saying a lot of wild shit this season so far.
I was curious about something else. That was my main curiosity.
A lot of people out here licking toilet seats and...
Why are you... That's the other thing. What the fuck? You're going around... Fuck, you little fucking kids going around spitting on goddamn doorknobs and house doors in the middle of the night. Why?
White kids.
Yeah, you are white kids.
My numbers of white kids.
You're white kids. What the fuck?
Why kids?
Get your kids in check. They shouldn't be out after fucking 9 anyways.
9 o'clock?
Yeah.
When you were an adolescent, young teenager, what time did you sneak out after your parents went to bed? What time did they go to bed?
I never snuck out.
That is a damn lie.
Nope.
You know that's a motherfucking lie.
I couldn't.
You never snuck out the house?
I could not sneak out.
Why?
Okay. The house that I grew up in was a 2-bedroom house. Okay. Their bedroom was right here. Our bedroom was right here. And Jeremy and I had the same bedroom. Okay.
Her older brother.
Mm-hmm. Two bedroom. Till I was 16, I might add. There was no fucking sneaking out. That window wouldn't open. And I wasn't going past that door because they would see me. Nope.
Then how'd your brother get away with it?
He wouldn't come home. Dad would lock the fucking doors. Wouldn't let him in. So he had to sleep outside.
That's how he got busted, huh?
Mm-hmm. So, then when we moved next door...
I really don't believe you.
Then when we moved next door...
Mm-hmm.
Same situation. Dad put my bedroom right next to his. What happens? He's going up the stairs, right?
Mm-hmm.
He puts little fucking alarms all over the fucking stairs.
Little motion sensors.
Turns on at night. So I can't go.
That's when you wanted to start sneaking out, huh?
Yeah, there was no sneaking out.
I don't believe you.
No, I did not sneak out.
I don't believe you.
I'm sorry you don't, but I don't.
You like a young MacGyver.
I know. That's why I'd stay night at people's houses.
See, that was how you snuck around.
And even then, I really didn't sneak around either. Most of the time, it was just over. I was in the inner bedroom upstairs drinking. That was it. I didn't do much. Mm-hmm.
Don't believe it.
Well, that sucks to be you.
I didn't have to sneak out either. I just went out.
That's good.
I just went out, period.
You're a guy.
I'm a guy. Have you met my mother? I got one of them black mamas. Bible moms. That shit wouldn't happen like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm going out to a Bible study on a Saturday night.
I'm sure you cracked that Bible open.
Yep, sure did.
I bet you did. Real quick.
No, I never had to really sneak out either like that as a child. I never had to do that either.
Oh, well, good. Good for you.
Did it anyway. But. All right, baby. Anything else you want to touch up on? Giving our cameras a test run. Hopefully it'll work out.
Mm-mm.
Nothing?
I don't got anything else.
You ain't got nothing else?
No.
You were saying something funny the other day that your grandpa was saying.
I did. What was that?
Yeah. Your poppy.
Uh-huh.
Tell us some of the things he's been saying.
Well, like this morning I was I couldn't understand a word of that. I don't know what he was talking about. Something about chickens. They were everywhere.
Yeah.
Like chickens everywhere. And he's like, aren't you a chicken? I said, yeah. I fucking came from some chickens. I thought so.
Come from some damn chickens.
But chickens change to pickles by the time we got into
the dining room.
Mm-hmm. So now everything, he saw pickles everywhere. So I was like, I thought you saw chicken. Chickens everywhere. He's like, pickles. No chickens? Pickles. Okay. I'm like, all right. The other night, I ended up having my aunt take care of him. And so I didn't have to go that night. And as I was leaving, I said, I'll see you in the morning. In the morning.
Yeah, he was mad as fuck. He was mad, he was mad as hell.
In the morning, I'll pray for you.
He wanted you to be there.
And I guess they had a really bad night.
Yeah, he was mad as fuck about that shit, man. He wasn't trying to hear it.
Yeah.
He's like, yep, I ain't coming through tonight. Sorry.
Yeah, they had a real bad night.
Yeah, we've been sitting back halfway binge watching Ozark season 3.
Mm-hmm. Here and there, yeah.
We got, what, 3 episodes left? 2 episodes? We're on episode 8. So I think there's 3 left. 8, 9, and 10. Yeah, this shit is fucking nuts. If you haven't checked out Ozark, this is not an ad. I wish it was. But if you haven't watched Ozark, definitely check out Ozark, man. That shit is crazy.
It is good.
Tiger King.
Oh, God.
We stumbled upon Tiger King by complete accident. I did, what, 3 weeks ago? Damn near, like, 3 weeks ago. About going on 3 weeks now.
No, it was,
It wasn't last week.
Yes, it was last week. But it was last week. What? It was your first week.
Well, I came across it by accident because nobody was talking about it. I was just fucking around on Netflix. It was my first week of quarantine, so I didn't know what the fuck to do. So I was just like, fuck it, man. I turned on Netflix, and I was like, oh, shit, a documentary about tigers on Netflix? I should have knew better. Man, I got into the middle of that shit, and she was gone at the time taking care of her grandpa, taking care of Poppy. Man, I started watching that shit. I had to rewind it to start over. Because she walks in, I was like, babe, you've got to watch this crazy ass shit. And I was only on the first episode. She was like, what do you watch? I said, I'm going to start it over. And she had that same look. Now that y'all can see her face, she had that same look on her face like, what the fuck is this?
That
Joe was Exotic so was fucking, man, everybody in that show is fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Everybody's crazy.
Backyard breeders, what the fuck?
Is that a Midwest thing? Backyard breeders?
I don't know where they're from, but no.
Just like what you called Ruth last night when we was watching Ozark. You called her, I said, you could tell she's a Midwest chick. You like, no, you can't. She sounds titty down south. I was like, what the fuck is titty down south? What the fuck is that? She's titty down south? So we got titty down south, backyard breeders. Jesus, woman.
I don't know. I can't. I don't know what flies out.
Yeah. Tell us about Outlander real quick.
I really like Outlander. I do. I mean, a lot of times I don't know what they're saying, but for the most part, it's really cool.
I haven't seen a single episode, and I'm not interested. No pun intended. I mean, I'm not talking shit. I'm just like, I seen a little bit, and I'm like, basically, no wonder you walking around here so goddamn horny all the time. These motherfuckers, I hear fucking every episode she watches of this shit.
No.
Like, she time traveling fucking everybody.
No,
yes, she is. Yes, she is. Yes, the fuck she is. If I only see 2 seconds of it when I walk in the kitchen, and she just, she mounted on somebody. I'm like, god dang, chick.
No, they're different people. And she only has her husband. That's it. So, no. But it is a really good show. It really is.
What's it about? Fucking and healing?
Yeah, healing.
Got it.
I like the healing part, but...
No, you like the fucking part, too. Because I was like, damn, you just basically watching porn. Because you was in the kitchen the other day watching it on your iPad.
There's not that much on there. It really isn't. You just always happen to walk in on the wrong time.
Is it the wrong time? Stay tuned next week. Y'all go walking by just... What's going on here? I'm like, damn, every episode?
Every episode. No. 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 Maybe every other episode. At least somebody will have sex. Mm. I think about every other episode. It's not like all the time.
Well, check out Outlander during quarantine.
Yeah, I like it. But I also like different kinds of weird stuff. But I like that one.
Well, everybody does. Everybody's discovering some new types of entertainment right now. I've been saying that I'm sure sites like YouPorn and Pornhub are having a crazy amount of spikes in traffic right now.
Well, I think Pornhub, or one of them, there was one of the porn sites that was actually also releasing all the regular movies, like Netflix movie, or like, you know, just like older movies. So I think somebody said, well, and I guess don't click on, you know, certain titles because you might not get what you think you're getting.
That was exactly what I was just sitting here thinking. Ooh. Like, yeah, I'm going to watch Saving Ryan's Private. And
right. I'm gonna and I'm actually looking for Saving Private Ryan. Yeah,
like, that's exactly what I was just thinking right now.
Yeah. So.
The Notebook.
All aboard. I mean, who knows?
Oh, shit. No shit.
Yeah.
We have one to see. We have to see. We have to look and see.
Oh, we're going to look and see.
Why not? We ain't doing nothing else.
No. I don't know.
See what kind of movies they got on there. We ought to watch some of them and come back next week with some dialogue on how bad the acting probably still is in a lot of these shits.
I think I'm good.
I know you've watched everything. You've told me you've watched everything. And you be really into the story more than a fucking, like, who does that?
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Like, that's, I know, I watched this pirate one, and it was horrible acting. I'm like, why would they do that?
Oh, God. Like, only you would deep dive on the acting on a damn porn.
Yeah.
Just get to the shits.
Well, they shouldn't have all this talking in the beginning, and, you know, it's a movie.
It's a movie.
Yeah.
Well, that's basically what modern television is now. Mm-hmm. It's just better acting and still with fucking.
Yeah. There's still porn. And movies.
Yep. Still titty meat. All kind of shit.
Yep. There is. Nothing much different. Well, it was Game of Thrones. That was all sex. That was all sex. In the beginning, I was like, I don't know what this is, but that's all they're doing. The whole time.
Hi, Khaleesi. We both like you. Don't act like that. Yeah, the Dragon Queen. Jon Snow was whack anyway. That was my homie for the longest. Mm-hmm. But that last season was...
Yeah.
Hi, Khaleesi. The Dragon Queen.
They should have sticked with the sex.
What?
You done?
You know I got my list of white women.
I know.
I have my list. You got your list of dudes. You've talked about it on the podcast before.
Do I? Which
I got my list of sisters. I got them all in different categories.
What dudes do I have?
You brought up Johnny Depp before. You brought up...
Oh, Johnny Depp's always been Johnny Depp, so... That's about it.
There we go. But I ain't going to reveal my list. You'll just have to listen next time.
Oh.
But you know my list.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, I'll remind you off camera.
You might
off mic.
Because I sure the hell don't remember.
Really?
What?
Now you want to act like you don't remember?
I don't. Yeah, you do. Honestly, I don't. No. There's nothing coming up and ringing no bells.
You'll remember after we get done. Oh. You will. Then you'll be like, oh, yeah.
Well, then ring those bells. Ring those bells for me.
All right, everybody. Thank you for checking us out. We are the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. We won't be doing this often. We only did this right now to kind of do a test run to see how this would work out and what improvements eventually down the line that we're going to make. Hopefully everybody's doing all right. Hopefully everybody's being safe. And if you're dealing with some tragedy and you've lost some loved ones and friends during this time, we sincerely send our condolences to all of you guys right now. We're trying to avoid that happening too, with Gina taking care of her grandparents, and they're in their late 80s, coming into their 90s here real soon, you know, Lord willing.
Next year.
Yeah, Lord willing. So, but hopefully everybody's doing all right. Do the best you can. Use this as an opportunity to, you know, start something new, start over fresh. A lot of us don't even have a choice right now. A lot of us don't even know if we're going back to jobs. We just don't know. So do the best you can, you know, reach out to others, you know, say hello to some of your family that you haven't talked to, some of your friends that you haven't talked to, check up on them, make sure everybody's all right. You know, I got to do better at that myself. I'm not perfect at doing this either, you know. Because I'm used to being introverted and in my own little zone and not really thinking outside of that sometimes, too. I'm just as guilty of that. So, but just do the best you can day by day, even if it's a couple people. Shoot them a text. Say, hey, what's up? You know, do that, too.
What's that?
What's happening?
How are you?
Somebody's when their bells jingled.
That's all I was thinking about. What?
See, damn. Damn. You didn't dedicate this episode to anybody either, so since you like doing it at the end.
Well, this wasn't too bad of an episode.
So. No. But we're just trying this out to see.
I'll dedicate this one to all the mamas at home, half no homeschool people.
I feel so sorry. You were so glad the kids is grown.
I fucking am. Oh, I so am.
A mother's confessions.
Oh, fuck yeah. Man, this is perfect timing.
That's fucked up.
Not That's for fucked me. Up.
But yeah, we won't be doing this often. But if you guys do want to check us out, follow us on all the major DSPs. We're on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, CastBox, just anywhere you listen to podcasts, follow us on that, because it is tough to, you know, upload a lot of these episodes, especially us as independent creators, to YouTube on a consistent basis and things like that. But this is a perfect opportunity right now while I'm quarantined myself to kind of see how this is going to work out and what improvements that we're going to eventually make in the future. So thanks. Looking forward to doing that, too.
Mm-hmm. Exciting.
Yep. Anything you want to tell the people before we get the fuck up out of here?
Wash your hands. Be brave. It'll be over.
Wash your hands and be brave. That's the...
I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Just wow.
Hang in there. I'm a little kitten. Hang in there. You know, what the fuck? I don't know.
Yeah, and you know what? If you see anybody, and like I brought up earlier in this episode too, that are going through an abusive situation and stuff like that, you know, be there to their aid. Help them out. Get them out of that situation if you're able to do that. Get them help. This is definitely a volatile time for a lot of people, especially people that have a lot of things that have gone unchecked as far as their mental health and things. So we want to say thank you, and we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Deuces.